North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Let's get the rules of engagement out of the way before we start having a little fun here. If you want to send me a text message, it's real easy. I make it real easy for all my goobers to text message. And I love the text messages. You just text the word Mike, and whatever you want to tell me, ask me, bitch about, complain about, or, maybe even give a compliment or two. We pay good money for those. You simply text the word Mike to this number, 57739. Mike to 57739. If you want to follow me on social media, you want to stream us live, do any of that, you can simply go to themichaelbrownshow.com. I'm sorry, The Weekend. I'm in the wrong show today. You go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You think I'd understand, I'm in a different studio, it's a different show, but then it's Saturday and I don't have a clue what's going on. So text the word Mike to 57739, and you can go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, where you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all of that. It would be fun. I think all of you out there in radio land would enjoy my Facebook account, because some of you don't know, who I am or what I do in my personal life or what I do for fun, what I find interesting, and you'll find that on the Instagram account, which is at Michael D. Brown. And, of course, I'd also encourage you to follow me on Twitter, because I'm kind of like a Pigpen on Twitter. I just kind of leave a trail of dust as I go through Twitter. And my Twitter is kind of like it's like a seismic graph. It just goes up and down, up and down. Because I tend to lob bombs into stupidity, into the dumbassery that I see on Twitter. And then I just step back and I just watch what goes on. And it's pretty hilarious. On the Facebook, by the way, at Twitter, it's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. And on Facebook, that's at Michael D. Brown, and if you find, and all this is at on theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. And on Facebook, we have a little private group, which you can join, and on that private group, which is called Michael Brown Unplugged, you can, on that page, you can post anything that you want to about, stories you see, things that I'll be talking about, things that you're irritated because I didn't talk about this, or I did talk about that, whatever it is you want to do. So those are all the logistics of the program. But remember, most importantly of all, text the word Mike to 57739. Now, I know that it's Saturday, and I know on the East Coast, maybe you're getting ready for lunch, and on the West Coast, well, you're just kind of rolling out of bed. Because everybody on the West Coast, they're just a bunch of lazy asses, and they haven't woken up yet. So, we got to chop, chop. Everybody on the West Coast, wake up. And everybody in flyover country, well, you're the hardworking people who gets everything done. But I want to go to Wisconsin. Don't ask me why, but I have been to the Wisconsin State Fair. I've been to a lot of state fairs. I don't know why, but state fairs, particularly in 2022, state fairs are almost like an anomaly. State fairs are like going to a, it's like a time capsule. It's going back in time for some reason. So the Wisconsin State Fair is one of those places. It's like the Minnesota State Fair, the Wisconsin State Fair. All of you people up in the upper Midwest know that these state fairs are pretty interesting. And sometimes you become a microcosm of what's going on in the real world. And the Wisconsin State Fair is no different. And, you know, just when you think, because you can go to, I mean, you can find anything fried. Everything, you know, you can get a stick of butter fried at these state fairs, which, you know, is great for you. You know, if it's the right kind of butter, fried butter is the delicacy. You can get fried everything. There are 80 new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair this year. 80 new foods. Unveiled with other new foods this week when the Wisconsin State Fair opened, the bug apple. The bug apple. You can find that at the All Things Jerky stand. This is, oh, I'm sorry, it was just unveiled this week. The state fair is not actually till August 4. So you'll want to put this into your calendar on your iPhone, your Android, or something, because I think we should all make a trip to the Wisconsin State Fair. We need to be there August 4. It runs through August 4 through August 14. But I'm afraid if we show up on August 5, all of the good stuff's going to be gone. The bug apple. That's a chocolate-covered apple coated with edible June bugs, crickets, worms, and ants, all served on a stick. And, of course, probably fried, too. No, it's just chocolate covered with the bugs squished into the chocolate, with the crickets and the worms and the ants squished into the chocolate. Hey, kids, let's go to the bug apple. Daddy wants to buy you a new, you know, instead of a caramel-covered or caramel-covered, however you pronounce it, wherever you are, a caramel-covered apple, except we got chocolate-covered apples now. Yeah, chocolate-covered apples. Here. Dad, there's a bug in my on my chocolate-covered apple. Yeah, Billy. That's we all have to do that now because the world's coming to an end because all those damn conservatives and Republicans, all those people driving the gas-guzzling vehicles, they're all destroying the planet, so we got to learn to eat bugs. So just enjoy it, Daddy. There's a cricket. There's a worm on my apple. I know. Enjoy it. Just embrace it. Dad, Mom and Dad love you, and we're doing everything that we can to get you ready for this new world. And so we're at the state fair, and you're going to have a chocolate-covered apple covered with edible June bugs, crickets, worms, and ants. It's on a stick. It's chocolate. It'll be crunchy. You'll just be like they put almonds or they put, you know, pecans or pecans or whatever you want to call it. You know, we should do a segment someday on how you pronounce different words. Caramel, caramel. Different? Huh. What about, you know, pecans or pecans? Which is it? And where are you from if you pronounce it that way? Pecans or pecans? Pecans. I don't know what it is. You'll be in the fun at the fair when you go take a bite out of the big bug apple from the all jerky things. Isn't that great? The all jerky things, which you would think, maybe they got worm jerky. Maybe they got ant. I know you're getting upset because it's lunchtime and you're trying to eat the stuff. Just chill out. You got to get with the program. Now, if the state fairs across the country were to enter a typical Wisconsin-Minnesota border war, the bug apple probably takes the cake on the Badger State's new food list compared with the new foods announced for the Minnesota State Fair, which takes place from August 25 through Labor Day. Pickle pizza? I'm batching it this week. My wife's down in Arizona, so I'm batching it. So I do what every decent, you know, husband does when their wife is gone. I partied like a madman. Yes. The dog and I partied like there was no tomorrow. It was like Studio 54 in my home. What we did was, well, we ordered pizza. And I told a friend of mine that I ordered pizza, and they were like, where did you order it from? I ordered it from Pizza Hut because they were just close. Pizza Locale, all the other really good places, it was like delivery times were... So anyway, I had pizza. but I didn't have pickle on my pizza. What's wrong with America? Now, I want to go through, because I don't leave you hanging. I feel a personal obligation to every one of you goobers to explain to you the new offerings at the Wisconsin State Fair, because I really think we should make a road trip. I'm going to talk to the folks at Premier, and I think that what we should do, Damien and I should load up, and we should do a remote from the Wisconsin State Fair, because I think that Damien and I could probably enjoy all of this wonderful stuff that's going to, because this is what we have to get used to. A gummy bear brat. That's a bratwurst infused with a sprinkling of colorful gummy bears served on a bun, then topped with a honey mustard drizzle and a gummy bear garnish for a sweet and savory combination. You know, if you're going to take, let me just say this right now. If you're going to take a bratwurst and you're going to grill it and you destroy that bratwurst by putting gummy bears and or ketchup on it, you're just not American. In fact, you're a communist. And what we ought to do is we ought to just boot you out of the country. We got plenty of people coming in anyway, so we ought to boot your butts out of the country. Or you can do this. See how many people I pissed off with that comment about ketchup on bratwurst. It's un-American. Let me just tell you, it's un-American. If you put ketchup on your bratwurst, you really should just go to Canada. Just go to Canada or Mexico right now. But also, here's what else you can get. You can get a chicken bacon ranch waffle stick. Now, waffle sticks bills that as the addition of ranch and bacon to our extremely popular chicken waffle stick, and bam. Now, if you already have an extremely popular chicken waffle stick, why would you put ranch on it? I'm just asking. All right, how about this? A dirty martini dip. No, not a dirty martini. All of you snobs out there that thought you were going to get a dirty martini. No, it's a dirty martini dip with homemade chips. If you can't drink them, it says, eat them. The dirty martini dip has all the flavors of your favorite drink, minus the booze. Well, then why are you buying it? Why are you buying it if there's no booze in it? You can't call it a dirty martini unless, well, there's got to be martini juice in it. Vodka. Good Russian vodka. The homemade chips make this a portable, irresistible, shareable snack. No, it does not. A dirty martini dip with homemade chips? That's just wrong, too. Everything's wrong. See, this is why America's going down the toilet, because we got all this crap going on. How about the donut dog? A donut dog. That's billed as the perfect mix of savory and sweet with a fresh glazed Long John donut as a sweet bun for an all-beef hot dog wrapped in bacon and deep fried. Now, I can go for, this shows what gastronomic problems I have, I can certainly go for the all-beef hot dog wrapped in bacon and deep fried, but do I really need a glazed Long John donut? That's another great phrase, too. Long John donut versus a bar. Like here, like we have in Colorado, Lamar donuts, and we've got Voodoo donuts and all of those. We got, what's the one, Cronuts from New York. We got all of those. But we have maple bars and glazed bars. We don't have Long Johns. Long Johns is what I used to call them when I was a kid. But, you know, who am I to judge? Probably should take a break here, but you know what? Hold tight. Do not go away, because I'm not done with the things that we can get when you and I and Damien all go to the Wisconsin State Fair. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739, and coming up next is the rest of this delicious menu of where it proves that America has just lost its way, coming up next.
It's getting worrying now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you?
Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Tickets for Axiom Repertory Theater's summer season are on sale now, starting with Neil Simon's hilarious Chapter 2, July 15th through August 26th, followed by the aggressively outrageous musical hit Ruthless, July 22nd through August 25th, and finally, Roe, a timely look at the landmark 1973 case Roe v. Wade, running August 5th through the 27th. Don't miss Axiom Repertory Theater's outstanding summer season. Get your tickets now at the box office, 2613 Bocelli Lane, or online at axreptheater.com.
All right, all YouTubers, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 57739. We're talking about the Wisconsin State Fair and the different foods. So during the break, Damien and I are talking about the state fairs, because I've been to a few of the state fairs, or the fairs, I should say, in California. And Damien's out in Sherman Oaks, out in Los Angeles, producing the show for me. And during the break, we were talking about one of the state fairs that he goes to. And Damien was telling me a story about one in Pasadena. Damien, tell us that story. It's hilarious.
So there's it's like a marketplace, and it's called the 626 Marketplace. And it is the most interesting thing, because what happens is you'll see, like, these grills that are put out, and you're like, okay, they're going to grill some chicken or some beef or something like that. And before you know it, you look over at the grill, and you see squid. Like, they are charbroiling squid.
Like the big ones?
Yes, like the big ones. And they put it on, like, the skewer sticks.
Oh, my God.
And so you see people walking around with, like, these squids on these skew sticks, just peeling them off and popping it in their mouth. And it's like,
okay, so maybe we don't go to Wisconsin. Maybe you and I instead just go to Pasadena, and we'll just have I want to watch you eating squid on a stick, all right? That is my goal, as long as I'm doing this program, is to come out to California, and you and I are going to go to Pasadena, and I'm going to make you eat squid on a stick. I got to have a photo of that.
Yeah, I'm not for sure if that's going to happen, but good
oh,
luck.
Really? Oh, really? You're not sure that's going to happen?
Ooh, good luck. They also have these things they call octopus balls.
All right. Now, and, you know we're on the air, so yeah, you be
so,
okay.
So
all
right. I'm going to explain octopus balls.
All right.
So they cut up pieces of octopus, and it's kind of like in a donut. They dip it in batter, and you see them toss it and turn it, and it becomes like this big donut. So it's octopus inside of like a donut. So they call octopus ball.
Have you had that?
No. The people I went with.
Now wait a minute. Come on, baby. What are you doing? You're going to you go to the 626. You pass up on the squid on the stick. Now you don't eat an octopus ball. What is wrong with you?
Now I had people that did try it.
Okay.
And they said it was delicious.
Yeah.
I didn't believe it.
Of course they're going to tell you it's delicious because they're not going to have... How much did it cost? You remember how much it cost?
Oh, my God. Like
$17. $17?
Yes.
Holy crap. Of course they're going to tell you it tastes delicious.
Yes.
They're not going to spend $17 on an octopus ball and tell you, oh, Damien, this really sucks. They're not going to do that.
Yeah, $17. I couldn't believe it. I didn't think you'd get, like, maybe about six of them for $17. Yeah. That's some real expensive octopus, though.
Oh, my gosh. You know, what you've done now, you've just completely deflated the rest of my story.
I'm sorry.
Because the rest of my story doesn't match squid on a stick or octopus balls. In fact, I would say, well, you know what? It's California, right?
Yes.
So I'm talking about Wisconsin versus California. And I think this is a great example of how California is just bat crap crazy.
Yes, absolutely.
Golly. All right. Well, I'm coming out there, and I'm telling you what, you and I are going to try the squid on the stick. I can sit here for the next 2.5 hours and just say squid on the stick. That's all we do. Just squid on the stick. Squid on the stick. There's the name of the podcast right there. Squid on the stick. That's all you need to know. I love it. So we're talking. So this is the Wisconsin State Fair, and the point of this, it started out somewhat serious. I was trying to be a little bit serious while being funny at the same time, and that was about the bug apple. And the bug apple is a chocolate covered apple coated with edible June bugs. Now, for those of you who don't know, I don't know whether you have June bugs where you live, but where I grew up, we had June bugs. And as a kid, well, we would play with the June bugs. Well. And maybe that's why I'm sick. We would play with the June bugs. And crickets, and worms, and ants, all served on a stick. That's America. We can't just have, you know, brats and burgers or, you know, chicken on the grill. No, we got to have a chocolate-covered apple coated with June bugs, crickets, worms, and ants. Hey, when we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about the climate. Because there's an old story that's out that I want to apply to today. That's coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't go away.
Know about your home can cost you. Access to in-depth data is gold when buying or selling your home. With Ownly.com, you get the information the pros use. Real estate investors and agents would rather keep this to themselves. Unlike other real estate websites, Ownly.com delivers much more detailed information about a property. Knowledge is power. Need a home valuation? Get up to 3 with Ownly.com. Go for the gold. Visit Ownly.com. That's O-W-N-E-R-L-Y.com. Ownly.com.
Paid for by Ownly. Wolf and Shepherd is the dress shoe made and worn by athletes. Their founder is a former track athlete and designer who brought athletic shoe innovation to dress shoes, inventing the crossover. Wolf and Shepherd's crossover is a business meets athletic shoe that's game for anything. Rob Gronkowski joined the Wolf Pack while winning his fourth Super Bowl. Join the pack. Visit wolfandshepherd.com. That's Wolf and Shepherd, spelled S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Many parents are discovering that their children are being exposed to transgender transitioning without their knowledge. Parents in Pennsylvania and in California have filed federal lawsuits just for this reason. Pacific Justice Institute has helped countless parents who've had their rights violated.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Glad to have everybody with me. I really appreciate you tuning in on a Saturday because, well, you goobers really don't have anything better to do, so you need to stay here. You need to stay here and listen to me. because I am more irreverent talk radio. Yes, pretty irreverent. So we were talking about the state fairs in the last segment and some of the crazy stuff. In fact, somebody sent on the text line, by the way, you can text me, text the word Mike to 57739. Mike to 57739. We make it easy for goobers. So all of you goobers ought to be able to text me pretty easily. It's just the number's 57739. You kind of punch that on your phone and then you start the text message, the body of the text with the word Mike. Now, we're going to try to get, well, that's too much inside baseball. But right now, just use the word Mike to start the text. We're working on fixing that here in Denver, but right now, just text the word Mike to 57739. And then I'd also appreciate it if you'd follow me on social media, and you can find all the social media accounts for Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find those when you go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. So do that, and I promise you. I guarantee you, there will be refunds if you're satisfied. We guarantee your satisfaction, and if you're not satisfied with the social media accounts, we will refund your money that you pay to follow me. Okay, that's how confident we are that you'll enjoy me on social media too. But in talking about the Wisconsin State Fair. And the fact that you can get a chocolate-covered apple, but it is encrusted with bugs, that's not just something funny. I mean, it is funny. It's freaking hilarious. Well, it's actually stupid, but it's also hilarious. But it's an example of what we're doing to ourselves, trying to convince ourselves that, you know, if we don't change our ways, that the earth is simply going to just swallow us up in George Carlin style, you know, just eat us like, you know, it's going to swallow us up and we're all going to disappear. Well, they're doing that because it's all part of the effort to convince all of us that we're all going to die if we don't change our ways. Now, and I mean this, in fact, if you've been following me on Twitter, you would have seen this. I'm not going to tell you what year I graduated from high school, because then you start doing the calculation and you realize, oh my God, this guy's like 98, 102 years old. But the years I were in high school, it was all about global cooling. Time magazine, the coming freeze. And in fact, if you look on my Twitter timeline at Michael Brown USA, you will find a photograph of a story from, it was either the Washington Post or the New York Times, about the coming ice age. Yes. Now, it's 100 freaking degrees in Denver today, which is unusual for us, except if you go back 10 or 20 years, it's not unusual. And then it's going to cool off, and then it's going to get hot again. And I'm not talking about the seasons, I'm talking about, you know, decades. Well, here's the story from the Washington Post today. Now, I have a lot of ties to New Mexico, primarily because I have a home in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains in northern New Mexico that I like to go to and escape from the craziness of Denver and the craziness of the world. Here's the headline in the Washington Post. Listen to the headline closely. I know most people, we're also ADHD, that we never get past the headline, right? Does anybody actually read a news story anymore? Come on, tell me, do you actually read the news story, or you just look at the headline? Well, most people just look at the headline, and the Washington Post actually made a mistake in this headline. But it's not the mistake that you think it is. The headline is, the Rio Grande, which is the river that runs through New Mexico, the Rio Grande runs dry in Albuquerque for the first time in 40 years. Here's the story. A stretch of the Rio Grande near Albuquerque that supplies farmers with water and a habitat for an array of aquatic life is drying, an unsettling sighting of climate change's effects in a populous U.S. city. As the summer's hotter and drier weather has fueled drought and fire throughout the West, federal and local agencies are salvaging what they can along a 100-mile section of the river, rationing the water for 66,000 acres of agricultural land, and rescuing silvery minnows. They're rescuing the minnows. The minnows, bless their little hearts, the minnows don't have a soul. Do you know what fishermen do with minnows? We capture them, we put them in a bucket of water, and then we use them for bait. Yes. And in fact, if we don't use them for bait, guess what the trout do? Well, the trout use them for bait, and the catfish, and all the other fish in the river. Yeah, the minnows are just bait, whether we use them or not. So now government agencies are rescuing minnows and moving them, I guess, to a lake somewhere. Why? This is the stupidest thing it's not the stupidest thing, because one of the stupidest things I can tell you about is how they rescue prairie dogs in Boulder County, Colorado. I'll tell you that story in a second. But here's the mistake that the Washington Post made. The headline again says, Rio Grande runs dry in Albuquerque for the first time in 40 years. Oh, so it's been 40 years since the last time that the Rio Grande River ran dry in Albuquerque. Now, for those of you that don't have your thinking caps on yet, let me explain it to you goobers. The Rio Grande River has run dry before. Now, it's been 40 years, but it ran dry before. So, let's see, that would be, what, 1980? In the 1980s? And maybe 40 years before that, in the 1940s. Now think about the 1940s. Just a little time before that, in the 30s, was what? The Dust Bowl. Now, part of the Dust Bowl was because of poor farming practices, but it was also a drought, an actual drought, a serious drought, covered a swath of land that covered most of Oklahoma, parts of Texas, all the way up through the central part of the country, up through the Dakotas, part of Colorado, part of Wyoming. It was this monstrous drought. You see, you know the you know the bumper sticker, feces happens? Well, guess what? Droughts happen. We're going through a drought right now. I got a notification from the water district that supplies water to my home here in the suburbs of Denver. We have got to go on to stage one drought restrictions. And they send an email out, and they send a flyer out. I don't know how much water was used in the actual printing of the flyer, but some water was used in the printing of the flyer to tell me not to use any more water. Fear-mongering at its greatest. We go through these ebbs and flows, and what happens is we're so myopic in our view that we think what is happening now has never happened before and will never happen again. It does. It always has, and it always will. I'm not, and in fact, let me make it perfectly clear, I'm not a climate change denier. I do believe the climate changes. I just happen to believe it always has and it always will. And what's going on right now is pure unadulterated fear-mongering. So I want to go back to June 29th of 2020. I know it's a long time ago. I know it seems like ancient history. But I want to go to a website called Environmental Progress. In fact, if you want to see it too, you can go to environmentalprogress.org. Here's the headline. Written by, I forget the guy's name. Hang on a second. Let me scroll through this and get, you know, because I want to make sure you're fully informed. Well, I can't find it. That doesn't make any difference right now. Let me get to the story. On behalf of environmentalists, I apologize for the climate scare. Now, this is on the website environmentalprogress.org. On behalf of environmentalists everywhere, I would like to formally apologize for the climate scare we created over the last 30 years. Climate change is happening. It's just not the end of the world. It's not even our most serious environmental problem. I may seem like a strange person to be saying all of this because I have been a climate activist for 20 years and an environmentalist for 30. But as an energy expert, asked by Congress to provide objective expert testimony and invited by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, that's the United Nations organization where everybody tells us, you know, that 99% of scientists agree, to serve as an expert reviewer of its next assessment report, I feel an obligation to apologize for how badly we environmentalists have misled the public. Here are some facts few people know. Humans are not causing a sixth mass extinction. The Amazon is not the lungs of the world. Climate change is not making natural disasters worse. Fires have actually declined 25% around the world since 2003. The amount of land that we use for meat, humankind's biggest use of land, has declined by an area nearly as large as Alaska. Let's stop and just pause and think about that one for a moment. Do you know why that's true? Because as we become more technologically advanced and we become more efficient in our food production, we use less and less land. So it is only logical that the amount of land that we use for the production of meat, which is our largest use of land in the world, has declined by an area nearly as large as Alaska. He says carbon emissions are declining in most rich nations and have been declining in Britain, Germany, and France since the mid-1970s. We produce 25% more food than we need, and food surpluses will continue to rise as the world gets hotter. Now, why is that? Because the world warms, if we're going through a warming period now, it produces more arable land for food production. So back to the story about the Rio Grande running dry in Albuquerque for the first time in 40 years. Mm-hmm. It is. It's running dry, and it's run dry before. It ran dry 40 years ago. The Washington Post, you see, I think what happens, if you understand how newspapers work, even online newspapers, whether this is in the print edition of the Washington Post, or only on the online edition of the Washington Post. And that is, an editor writes the headline. Now, the editor reads the story, and the editor pulls out what's going to grab somebody's attention, because all you goobers have ADHD, and you don't really read the story, so what do I want to convey? Oh, my God, the Rio Grande has run dry in Albuquerque for the first time in 40 years. I mean, 40 years. Nobody ever stopped to think what that means. All they hear is, the Rio Grande runs dry in Albuquerque for the first time in 40 years. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? We've got to save the minnows. Well, the government's saving the minnows. Daddy, what did you do during the great drought of 2022? Well, son, I first went to the Wisconsin State Fair, and I taught people how to eat bugs on chocolate-covered apples. And then I flew in a gigantic 737 or 757 from Wisconsin down to Albuquerque with a stop in Denver. And then I got in my gas-guzzling government-provided car, and I drove out to the Rio Grande, and Daddy fished out the minnows, put them in a bucket, and then put them back in my car and drove 80 miles to where there was a lake, and then I dumped the minnows out in the lake, and Daddy saved the minnows. Oh, Daddy, I love you so much. Daddy, thank you for helping save the world. I love you, Daddy. You're such a good daddy, saving the world like that. We're losing our minds. We're absolutely losing our minds. That's what's going on. Yes. So I want to go, when we get back, we have to take a quick break here. When we get back on the weekend with Michael Brown, I want to give you some more examples of what this once wacko environmentalist is apologizing for. Because I think it helps put things in perspective. And I'm always about either changing perspective or putting things in perspective. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Text the word Mike to 57739. And when we get back, more apologies.
Hey. It's getting worrying now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you? Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 57739. That's the best way to get in touch with me. You can also follow me on all of my social media accounts by going to The Weekend with Michael Brown. You'll find those social media icons, and you can follow me there. So Damien, bless his little pea-picking heart, Damien decides during the break that he's going to text me the photo of the guy with the was it octopus or squid? What was that? Which one was
that? That's the squid.
That was the squid guy. So as soon as I figure out how to share that on my Instagram account, I'm going to put that up on my Instagram account too, because it's just freaking unbelievable. Damien, you failed miserably in describing that stupid squib stick. It covers the guy's entire head. Oh, my God. I'm coming out to try one. Dare me, I'll eat it. So we're talking about this article in the Washington Post. Well, we first started out, let's link all of these together. So we start first with the Wisconsin State Fair that has chocolate-covered apples, which sounds fantastic, right? You can't go to a fair without having a caramel-covered apple or a chocolate-covered apple. If you don't do that, you're just a communist. And so that now, the Wisconsin State Fair has chocolate-covered apples, but they're covered with crickets, worms, June bugs, and there was another one. I don't have the story. I get another tab. But the point of that is to try to get you accustomed to eating bugs. Now, there may be a time, I don't know, in a galaxy far, far away, or in a time far, far away, where, you know, that's we're happily going to, you know, Chick-fil-A will mean something other than chicken. You know, we're going to go to Bug Filet. We're going to go to, Worm Donald's, you know, whatever. Hey, can I get a double worm burger with cheese on it? Hold the pickles. Oh, large fries with it, too. That may occur. I don't know. But I don't want it to occur in my lifetime. I don't want it to occur in your lifetime. We're being scared, which is the tactic used by the wacko environmentalists to convince us that the natural change in the climate is something that if we don't do drastic measures, which always involve taxes and changing the way you live your life, that the world's just going to explode and burn up. You know, my grandparents, my paternal grandparents, were true Okies. They lived in the far western part of the Oklahoma Panhandle during the Dust Bowl, and they couldn't make a living. They just could not make a living because it was so bad. And in fact, I had my father and an aunt and an uncle. But they also had four children. They did have four children. My grandparents had four other children that didn't survive. That's how bad it was. They died from dust pneumonia. There would be so much, you would breathe so much dirt and stuff that you died from it. Your body succumbed to it. That's just how bad things were. Well, don't fall for the fear. Just do not fall for the fear. The Secretary of Homeland Security was in the news. We're going to hear what he had to say about the border coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Your home is the largest investment you'll make in a lifetime. But do you even know what it's really worth? Now, Ownerly.com gives you the information that real estate investors and professional agents don't want you to see. Knowing your home's worth helps you get the best value when selling and helps you manage it when not. Need a home valuation? Ownerly.com gives you three, while the other guys only offer one. It's time to take ownership of your home with Ownerly.com. That's Ownerly.com. Ownerly.com. See what your home's worth.
Paid for by Ownerly.
Wolf and Shepherd is the dress shoe made and worn by athletes. Their founder is a former track athlete and designer who brought athletic shoe innovation to dress shoes, inventing the crossover. Wolf and Shepherd's crossover is a business meets athletic shoe that's game for anything. Rob Gronkowski joined the Wolf Pack while winning his fourth Super Bowl. Join the pack. Visit wolfandshepherd.com. That's Wolf and Shepherd, spelled S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The World Health Organization says more than 70 countries have now seen at least some cases of monkeypox, enough for it to be a global emergency. Representative Liz Cheney is facing a tough re-election campaign after becoming the leading Republican voice against former President Trump in the House of Representatives. Virginia Torres is a Wyoming voter who prefers Cheney's GOP rival in the upcoming primary.
We feel that she's a better representative for us and many of our neighbors and the people of Wyoming because she isn't one that is taking things personally in a less mature way.
Former President Trump was out on the campaign trail last night to stump for GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake and against the Democrats.
They want open borders. They want no voter ID. They want to defund the police. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in oil. They don't believe in the Second Amendment. And then they're supposed to win elections? I don't think so.
Two children have been diagnosed with monkeypox in the U.S.
Officials say that it's a toddler in California and an infant who is not a U.S. resident. The children are described as being in good health and receiving treatment. Officials believe they may have gotten the virus through household transmission. The CDC says both children had contact with homosexual or bisexual men. Monkeypox is endemic in parts of Africa, but this year more than 15,000 cases have been reported in countries that historically don't see the disease. In the U.S. and Europe, the infections have happened with homosexual men. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Biden says he's encouraged by falling gasoline prices, but wants to see more savings. The president met virtually with his economic team yesterday as he recovers from COVID-19. More from townhall.com.
It's no secret, America. We've been let down. Inflation is taking its toll in the grocery stores, the products we buy, and the pain of every visit to the gas pump. At Upside, we're fighting back with our free app that pays you back serious money on every tank of gas or diesel, up to 25 cents per gallon, just for using the Upside app, no strings attached. Upside users have already been paid back a total of more than $250 million. With inflation and the soaring price of gas, it's easy to feel like you're losing control. But with Upside's free app, you can start putting money back in your wallet with every gallon. Whenever you want, cash out with PayPal, an e-gift card, or transfer the money directly into your bank account. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an additional 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first fill-up. That's promo code S-A-L-E-M. Remember, use promo code SALEM when you download the free Upside app and get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank of gas. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Most abortions will become illegal in Wyoming on Wednesday after Governor Mark Gordon gave the go-ahead for that new law to take effect yesterday.
The law bans abortions except in cases of rape or incest or to protect the mother's life or health. The Wyoming legislature approved the ban, and Gordon signed it into law in March, expecting that the U.S. Supreme Court would overturn Roe v. Wade. That happened June 24th. Wyoming's ban will now take effect after the state attorney general completes a review. Keith Peters reporting.
More stretches of one of the country's longest rivers will be drying up in the coming days.
The Bureau of Reclamation will be releasing what supplemental water is left in upstream reservoirs along the Rio Grande in the southwest. But some biologists aren't sure it will be enough to make a difference for the endangered Rio Grande silvery minnow. Crews already have been rescuing stranded minnows and will continue as the river dries. Officials say summer rains are the only option now for boosting river flows, but the monsoon season has been spotty. John Scott reporting.
More from townhall.com. Dr. Michael Oren, the former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. and former member of the Knesset, comments on President Biden's recent trip.
When he was here, there was a tremendous amount of excitement. He got off the plane, said, you know, I'm a Zionist. Very warm outpouring of love for Israel. And it's quite a message to his own party, especially the progressives. They weren't very happy with it. Boy, the New York Times waxed bitter over this reception he received there. They called it, he was fawning, the Israelis were fawning.
Dr. Oren interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. New York reporting the first case of polio in the U.S. in nearly a decade. Brown University professor Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo.
People who haven't seen that, I don't think, understand how bad of a disease it is and just sort of assume it's something they can get over. But it is a disease that is terrible, and it was a remarkable human achievement that we developed a vaccine to protect people from it.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have everybody with me. So let's get the rules of engagement out of the way. We have to have rules of engagement. So the rules of engagement are pretty simple for all your goobers. I mean, first and foremost, you can use the text line. You simply text the word Mike and the number's 57739. So text Mike to 57739. The other thing you can do is you can go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and there you'll find all of the icons for social media, so you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all of those, which we guarantee it. We guarantee that if you do that, if you follow me on any of those accounts, you will find it entertaining, funny, sometimes infuriating, but it will at least keep you engaged. And if it's not, we have a money-back guarantee. And if you're not satisfied, we will refund your money, whatever you pay, because you can get a discount certain places. You can use your AARP card, or you can use, you know, whatever kind of discount card you can get to follow me on those accounts. And if you're not satisfied, we'll refund the money for you. So go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com or text the word Mike to 57739. Starbucks. Starbucks is a fascinating company. Now, it used to be that Starbucks outnumbered anything in Colorado, and probably true in your state too, until we legalized marijuana. And once marijuana became legalized in Colorado, then the number of dispensaries started catching up to the number of Starbucks, and I think now they're neck and neck. Almost as many marijuana dispensaries as there are Starbucks. But Starbucks is, again, one of those, I like to find these like little microcosms that show us on a small scale what's happening on a grand scale in the country. And Starbucks is one of those. You might say that Starbucks is a parallel to the decline of America. The problem is corporate America, and I don't know why corporations do this. What's the job of, let me start with this. What's the job of a corporation? A corporation makes widgets. That's the example I always use on my local show, and I use on this national show too. A company makes widgets. What's the job of that company, particularly if it's a publicly traded company, you know, where you have investors buy stock in it? It's kind of true for a privately held company too. But let's use a publicly traded company that makes widgets. What's their job? Their job is to make as many widgets as the market will consume at a price as high as the market will consume so that they can make as much profit as humanly possible to return that profit to either invest in more capital or take their capital to invest in more machinery or more people or more whatever so they can produce even more widgets so even more people can buy widgets at a price that the market will bear and then return those profits in the form of dividends back to the shareholders, the people that actually put their money at risk, and to increase the price share. So that people that are looking to invest will look at Michael Brown's widget company and say, oh, look, they've had pretty good growth over the past 5, 6, 7 years. I think I'll invest and buy their stock. It's currently trading at $50 a share. And, you know, a year ago it was trading at $40 a share. Of course, if we're being realistic, today it's trading at $20 a share because of the recession. But that's the job of a publicly traded company. Now, why do I go into such detail describing that? Because when you and I invest in a company, we are the shareholders. We're the owners of the company. We literally own that company based on the number of shares we hold. So, you know, if there are 1,000 shares outstanding, and I own 100 shares of the outstanding shares, I own 10% of the company. That would make me a major stockholder. That's important because Starbucks, as a publicly traded company, is supposed to return as much money as they possibly can to the people that put their money at risk when they invest in that company. Not, you'll hear the word stakeholder. A stakeholder is not necessarily an investor or a shareholder. A stakeholder could be somebody out there that's some special interest group that wants to make sure that the widgets that are produced in the country are, you know, they're dolphin-free widgets. Those are stakeholders. They have no vested interest in the company. Their vested interest is in the dolphins. Okay, well, that's fine. My widgets don't have any dolphins in the process of producing them. Well, corporate America somehow just panders to the leftist crocodile kind of stakeholders that just want to suck the life out of these companies. Now, let me be up front. I don't go to Starbucks. Well, I shouldn't say I don't go to Starbucks. Sometimes my friends go to Starbucks. But I'm not a coffee drinker. I know that's communist, too. But I'm just not a coffee drinker. I love the aroma of coffee. I don't like to drink coffee. So if my friends want to go to Starbucks, I'll tag along, and I'll get, you know, a black iced tea. So I guess I am, to some degree, but not a major degree, a Starbucks customer. Well, Starbucks is as cloyingly self-righteous about its dumbass politics as almost any company in the country. Even allowing itself to be bullied into turning its restrooms into public toilets. Drug dens. Remember that? There were a couple of, I think they were two men of color, two black guys, I think, that were not customers. They may or may not have been homeless, but they weren't customers. And many places will say that the restaurant restrooms are for patrons or customers only. And so Starbucks wouldn't let them use the restroom. They threw a fit. They got a bunch of, you know, activists involved. And so Starbucks decided, okay, well, we're going to open our restrooms to the public. And when you do that in a place like San Francisco, you do that in a place like downtown Denver, you do that in a place like Harris County or Houston, Texas, well, pretty soon your restrooms are just bleh. They're just nasty. And you got to hire full-time staff to just try to keep them halfway clean. Well, that's the kind of pandering to activists that corporate America engages in that really is horrible. Now, Howard Schultz, who was the on-again, off-again CEO of Starbucks, and as a Democrat donor, he's really in no position to cast stones about corporate America pandering to some of this activism. He's quoted as saying, in a video on Twitter. I must say, in my view, at the local, state, and federal level, these governments across the country and leaders, mayors and governors, city councils, have abdicated their responsibility in fighting crime and addressing mental health. Now, that statement is specific to Democrat-governed localities. Here are the store closures, predominantly in Seattle, Los Angeles, Portland, Philadelphia, and Washington. Now, what do all four states and the District of Columbia have in common? They're run by Democrats. Jay Inslee in Washington, Gavin Newsom in California, Kate Brown up in Oregon, Tom Wolf in Pennsylvania, and, of course, crazy Mayor Muriel Bowser in Washington, D.C. So Starbucks has made a corporate policy of promoting some of the Black Lives Matter, Inc. actions, and consequently, they are, well, they really don't deserve to partake of the blessings of law and order. That is, to partake in civilization. Schultz calls Starbucks a window into America. Now, from across the ocean, people look through that window at America, and it's disintegrating under the domination and recoil and horror that we're actually witnessing in the crime on the streets. We saw that, well, we saw it. We see it on an almost daily basis. We see it in cashless bail, where people who are arrested on violent crimes are let loose on their own recognizance. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means you appear before a magistrate. The magistrate reads the charges against you. And what normally happens in a criminal proceeding like that is the state will ask that bond, bail, be set at a certain amount. Now, what's the amount? The amount is supposed to be reasonable. The amount is supposed to be based on the severity of the crime, your ties to the community, the likelihood of you returning to court on your court date, and the likelihood of you not running away, you know, running off to some other, you know, jurisdiction and hiding and, you know, trying to avoid being arrested and never standing trial. That's the purpose of bail. It is a legitimate criminal proceeding purpose to ensure that the defendant, whether you're wealthy or poor, that you show back up in court. And it's also based on the severity of the crime. If you commit a murder, your bail is going to be higher than normal because you have killed somebody. You have taken a life. If you have savagely beat somebody or you have attempted murder somebody by, you know, stabbing them or whatever, those violent crimes require higher bail because you have shown already that you are a danger to society. But what do? We decided somehow that bail is, I don't know, racist, that it is somehow discriminates. And so many states, like New York in particular, have gone to cashless bail systems. Lee Zeldin, who's running for governor of New York, he's a Republican congressman. Someone, and I forget the name of it, but they're like brass knuckles, except they have sharp razor-like edges on that you can stab somebody with, and you can actually just, you can slash their jugular. You can go for the carotid artery and just slash it open. It's a deadly weapon. He tried to attack Lee Zeldin at a public event. He was tackled by some people on the stage, and Lee Zeldin's life was saved. This guy was intent on murdering him, or at least causing enough damage to him that he'd be severely injured. He appeared in court the very next day and was let out on a cashless bail. So what does this have to do with Starbucks? Starbucks is closing stores in these cities because the crime has become so rampant and the crime is so outrageous that they can't afford to keep the stores open even though those stores are profitable stores. That's the microcosm into America. Woke corporations are paying the price. And finally, someone, Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, has stepped out and said, no, we're gonna close down these profitable stores. You're going to lose the tax revenue. Unfortunately, people are going to lose their jobs. But it is either that or we continue with the crime that occurs in our stores. That's the microcosm into America. It's sad. It is really sad. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 57739. Mike to 57739. When we get back, we're going to go to, we're going to go to the Department of Homeland Security, a place that I'm pretty familiar with, because there's some crazy you-know-what being said over at DHS. Hang tight.
It's getting worrying now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you? Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Fall in love with your vehicle again with a new paint job from Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call Maaco for a free estimate. They also offer touch-ups, collision repair for damage, dings, and dents, all at a great price. 1/3 less than the national average. Fall in love again with your vehicle. Better call Maaco. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Hi,
this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
We'll be right back.
Hey, all you goobers out there. Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 57739. That's the easiest way to send me comments or whatever. Text the word Mike to 57739. You want to follow me on social media. You want to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of those. It's real easy. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. The weekend, go, do it right now. You know, it's Saturday. You're not doing anything else. You're just sitting around listening to me, which shows how pathetic your life is. So just right now, go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Got it? Theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. And that'll take you to my page. And there you'll see all the little icons, which means the little symbols. And you can just click on those, and you can follow me on Twitter, and you can follow me on Instagram. And you can join the Facebook page, too. So just get off your butts and do it right now, okay? All right, enough said. So I want to talk about Alejandro Mayorkas for a minute. He's the Secretary of Homeland Security. And as the Secretary of Homeland Security, you know, I used to be the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, which means I worked under the Secretary. One of the things that was really troubling to me during my tenure in D.C. was the willingness of people on both sides of the aisle to ignore what's happening on the southern border. And what's happening on the southern border, now you think about it. The Department of Homeland Security, so I go to D.C. in January of 2001. Inauguration, January 20th, 2001. And I start my tenure with the Bush administration. On March 3rd, 2003, so this is after 9/11, this is after all the haggling with the Congress, with the House of Representatives and the Senate, and with the White House about what DHS is going to look like, we finally get everything organized. And it goes into effect on March 3, 2003. And one of the very first issues that we start grappling with is the illegal immigration. That's 2003. We're 19 years on, 19 years plus, and it's not just still an issue. It's a worse issue. It's gotten worse. And on both sides of the aisle, everybody talks about it, and nobody does anything. And that drives me batty. But that's an insight into how Washington really works. Now, why do Republicans, because you, if you're conservative, and you're a Republican, or a Libertarian, or you're even a moderate Republican, you may think to yourself that border security, and if you look at most polling, border security is one of the top issues in the country. So you would think to yourself, foolishly, you would think to yourself, well, you know what, we just need to get a bunch of Republicans elected, and they're going to fix illegal immigration. No, they're not. They're not going to do it. Now, I hope I'm proven wrong starting January of 2023. If there truly is what's called a wave election. I hope I'm proven wrong. Because what's happening at the southern border is immoral. You may have thought I was going to say illegal. Yeah, it's illegal. But to me, that's not the primary issue. The primary issue is what's happening at the southern border is immoral. Absolutely, unequivocally immoral. Because we're allowing sex trafficking. We're allowing human trafficking. We're allowing the cartels. It's bad. Really bad. Why? That's next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't go away.
Don't know about your home can cost you. Access to in-depth data is gold when buying or selling your home. With Ownly.com, you get the information the pros use. Real estate investors and agents would rather keep this to themselves. Unlike other real estate websites, Ownly.com delivers much more detailed information about a property. Knowledge is power. Need a home valuation? Get up to three with Ownly.com. Go for the gold. Visit Ownly.com. That's Ownery.com. Ownerly.com.
Paid for by Ownerly.
Wolf & Shepherd is the dress shoe made and worn by athletes. Their founder is a former track athlete and designer who brought athletic shoe innovation to dress shoes, inventing the crossover. Wolf & Shepherd's crossover is a business meets athletic shoe that's game for anything. Rob Gronkowski joined the Wolf Pack while winning his fourth Super Bowl. Join the pack. Visit wolfandshepherd.com. That's Wolf & Shepherd, spelled S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It is the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 57739. Come on, you goobers. Get with the program. Text the word Mike to 57739. Follow me on all the social media icons by simply going to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. All right? Got it. Theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. So as I was saying in the last segment, the Department of Homeland Security was stood up on March 3rd, 2003. And since then, it's been, well, pretty much business as usual. Nothing much has changed. Even though if you listen to the news, you would think that, and I do believe that illegal immigration, what's happening at the southern border, is a problem of morality as much as it is a problem of illegality. And I say that because women are being raped, children are being moved into sex trafficking. It is human trafficking from the very beginning. Now, why do I say that? Because these truly poor, pathetic individuals from these S-hole countries are paying these mules, which are primarily the cartels. They're saving up, you know, their pennies to come up with thousands of dollars to be hauled across the border. It's awful. People are dying in the desert. They're being shipped off to, there was an interview on one of the news stations, I forget, one of the local news stations, about some men from Venezuela who had made the trek from Venezuela to Mexico. It took them 3 months to do that. And then once they got across, wherever they crossed, I think it was in Arizona. Once they crossed in Arizona, they were processed, given a document that says, this is your return date. And then they were put on a plane and they were flown to New York or someplace. And they were interviewing them because they had made their way into New York City, and they were homeless. Why do we allow that to happen? That should be stopped before it ever occurs. Now, you may say, but Michael, they'll eventually get a better life in this country. That's not necessarily true. And how are we helping them change their own country by encouraging and incentivizing them to come here? And then the politicians, and this is the way D.C. works. This is what's called a wedge issue. Because this is an issue that divides us as a nation. Because guys like me, to be quite honest, think that we ought to secure the border. We ought to shut it down. We ought to say to anybody coming from an asshole country, I don't care whether it's in Central America, South America, I don't care whether it's in Africa, I don't care whether it's in the Middle East, I don't care whether it's in Asia, I don't care where it is. I don't care if it's even from Mexico. We need to secure the border and say to them, you can't come here. Now, that doesn't mean I'm anti-immigration. It means I'm anti-illegal immigration. In fact, I'm very pro-immigration. I think immigration makes this country stronger and better. But not the way we're doing it. The way we're doing it is truly not only illegal, but immoral. So as a wedge issue, it's an issue that divides us because nobody wants to solve the problem. And so we end up with doublespeak. We end up with politicians like Alejandro Mayorkas, who is the Secretary of Homeland Security, doing an interview in which he says this. Yeah, there's... Hang on, everybody. We have a problem with the audio here. Let me refresh this. This is live radio, okay? Just hang on. This is live radio. I don't know what the problem is here. Let's see if it's any better now. Still any good. Okay, well, let me work on that. And we'll work on that in the break and see if I can get back to that. But Mayorkas is asked by this gentleman who's interviewing him about, you know, we're told that there's an invasion. He says, I was watching some news station, which I'm sure was Fox News, and they were talking about this invasion occurring. And he laughed about it, and there's this kind of tittering in the audience about, oh, that's so funny. No, it's actually true. If the number of illegal aliens coming into this country continue at the rate that they are, by the end of Joe Biden's first 2 years in office, there will be an additional 3 million plus illegal aliens in this country. That's what, the size of Chicago? A city the size of Chicago. And what happens in this interview is the Secretary of Homeland Security dares to say, without any reservation whatsoever, the border is secure. The border is closed. Now, we're way beyond 1984, but we are living in George Orwell's 1984, where what they're telling us just simply is not true. It's not true at all. The border is not secure. The border is not closed. And so what we have is, we have all of these, there's no better word than just pathetic. They're trying to escape an S-hole country. They're trying to escape a tyrannical government. But so are millions and millions of others. You see, I think this country has a moral obligation to have a legal immigration system, which we do. It's just that it's so overwhelmed, and it's so underfunded, and it's not enforced, that we allow literally millions of people to cross the border illegally. And so they end up dying, being raped, being sold off to sex traffickers. It's the kind of thing that nobody wants to talk about, the reality of what's really going on. And that is the fantasy land that is Washington, D.C. I can tell you from personal experience, having talked to many of these congressmen, including Joe Biden when he was a U.S. senator, that they will tell you, in fact, I had this exact conversation one time. Not, the details aren't important. But I had this exact conversation one time with Hillary Clinton when she was a U.S. senator from New York. And we were talking about a particular issue. And she basically said to me, well, yeah, I agree with you. I said, well, great. Then, you know, let's have a press conference. And let's talk about how we agree on this issue. And we're going to work together to solve this problem. And she said, no, I can't do that. What do you mean you can't do that? Well, because there are these special interest groups in New York that want me to take this particular position on this issue, and so I'm actually going to go out and I'm going to hold my own press conference, and I'm going to tell them that I just had this meeting with you, and I disagree with what you're doing, and I oppose this policy. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm sitting in her office, literally watching this woman tell me that she agrees with the policy, but politically she can't do it publicly. Now, the only response that I had to her was, well, at least you told me, as opposed to just stabbing me in the back when you hold your press conference, at least you told me privately that you agree with me and that you're going to go out and you're going to tell everybody that you disagree with me. What I didn't say, but what I was thinking, so you're going to go out and you're going to lie to this special interest group, you're going to hold a press conference, you're going to lie to them because you've told me just the opposite. This is a true story. This is an absolute true story. Not embellished at all. And so we just stood up and I said, well, I appreciate your candor. I'm going to, you know, go back and we're going to try to implement this, because it affected a lot of what was going on at Ground Zero at the time. And I said, we're going to continue with this. And her response was, that's fine. I'm not going to get in your way. I'm just going to make a public announcement that I disagree with what you're doing. All right. Have at it. Have at it. That's how it truly works. That's what truly goes on inside the Beltway every single day. And that's why an issue like illegal immigration never gets solved. So what are the benefits to the politicians of illegal immigration? Well, at the most raw, kind of unadulterated level of discussion, for Republicans it's this. It's a wedge issue, as I said, that they can hammer Democrats on. Democrats are responsible for all of this. Democrats continue to let this happen. Democrats are destroying the country. Democrats are just trying to get more Democrat voters. And we're going to vote for me, and we'll do everything to stop it. So send me a check, vote for me, volunteer for me, and I'll do all of these things. Democrats, on the other hand, say that we have some moral obligation. Or as Alejandro Mayorkas says in this soundbite, if I can ever get it to work, the border is secure. The border is closed. We're doing everything in our power. We're making sure that these people, you know, show up for court and do all of this stuff. It's secure. No, actually, it's not. So both sides lie to us, and that's a wedge issue. And people will, and this is why I use the experience in D.C. not to make you cynical, not to make you have some sort of, well, you obviously will have a negative kind of view of what goes on in Washington, and that's fine. But I want you to have a realistic view of what goes on inside the Beltway. So that when you are listening to Fox News, if you are a Fox News consumer, or if you're listening to CNN or MSNBC, if you're a consumer of that news, that you'll have it and take it and listen and absorb it with a different perspective that says, you know what, that's not what Michael Brown tells me. Michael Brown tells me that neither one of you really want to solve this problem. And so that way, if you ever have the opportunity to meet one of these candidates on the campaign trail, you can look them in the eye and you can ask them sincerely, tell me specifically, this is what I would love for everyone that listens to this program, to create an opportunity for an encounter with a candidate. And to ask them to tell you specifically. I don't care what the issue is. This just happens to be illegal immigration. But whatever the issue is, to look them in the eye and say, okay, candidate X, tell me now, and all the people standing around us, tell us specifically what you're going to do when you become a United States congressman or a United States senator. You tell us specifically what it is you're going to do. And don't let them tell you about, you know, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to fight for this and I'm going to fight for that. They're always fighting for something, right? They're always fighting for something. I don't care about that. I want to know, does your website, does your staff have specifics about what you're going to do? Are you going to introduce a piece of legislation? Now, that's not really saying a lot. And I'll explain that in the next segment. But just, you know, drafting a piece of legislation and throwing it in the hopper is really not doing much, because any member of Congress can do that. But you can at least ask them, if you are going to introduce a piece of legislation, tell us specifically what you're going to do in there. Or ask them this, again, depending on which side of the aisle you're on. Are you willing to vote to withhold funds, say from Homeland Security, unless and until they change their policies? Because that's exercising oversight, which is the job of Congress. The job of Congress is to oversee all of these different departments, like Homeland Security, and if they're not doing what the laws require them to do, or if they're not even following their own regulations, you can say to them, why don't you withhold the funds? Why don't you tell them, we're going to cut off your lifeblood until you make these policy changes. You know, every one of these departments has what's called an inspector general. And these inspector generals, all Homeland Security has it, the Department of Defense has it, I mean, even the Department of Agriculture has one. And their job is to see that if they are following the law, and are they following the rules and regulations that they have adopted, that they have promulgated, are they following them? Are the programs effective? Are the programs wasteful? Are they wasting money? Are they spending money properly? And they issue reports. And they go to Congress. And nobody reads them. Those reports are a wealth of information about how dysfunctional the government is. You ought to find them yourself. You can find them on the websites. Every department has a section for the Inspector General, and you can pull up the reports that they do, and you can see exactly how good or how bad a particular department is doing. And then you can ask your member of Congress, your senator, did you read this report? Do you see right here where it says that they're wasting $2.7 billion doing something the wrong way? What are you doing about that? If we all became active like that, Congress and the Senate might actually do what they're supposed to do. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com to follow me on social media. We're going to try to fix this soundbite because I really want you to hear the secretary. That's coming up next, if we can get it fixed.
It's getting worrying now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you? Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomenon, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas, which has, you know, affected the supply and demand of this market. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Talk about the value of using a local mortgage company and why Megastar Financial.
The nice thing about us being local is our accessibility. You mean people can meet with us in a safe way, but whatever people are comfortable with. We can do an application process online on our website, or we can do an application together over the phone.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So I can't get, just to be totally upfront with you, we cannot get the soundbite of Alejandro Mayorkas to work. So what do you do when that happens? You punt and you move on to something else. And that's what we're going to do right now. So there was no segue. There was no tease from the previous segment. We're going to do a segue without a segue here. Tony Fauci's back in the news. Dr. Anthony Fauci. And I want to use this segment as a setup for the top of the hour break that we'll do coming up next. Because some things have been said since President Biden came down with COVID that are absolutely fascinating. For example, Tony Fauci was on with Bret Baier on Bret Baier's show. I can't think of the name of it. And they're talking about his conflict of interest over the COVID vaccines.
We have an open mind, but it looks very, very much like this was a natural occurrence.
I mean, Dr. Fauci, just to be honest,
when
you read those emails, it does not sound like you have an open mind. When you read the email from Kirsten Anderson, who says the unusual features of the virus make up a real small part of the genome, and one has to look really closely at the sequences to see that some features look engineered, and you say this is a shiny object and it'll go away, it does not sound like you're open-minded to it.
Brett, I know you're a good person. I know you a long time. If you take a group of emails when people are considering and thinking out loud, and you stop there and don't look at the weeks of careful examination by those same people that wrote the emails, and then say, you know, now that we've looked at it, in the published peer review literature, they explain very clearly why they think it's a natural occurrence. The same people who you stopped at this point.
I understand. But they're the same people that are getting funded by you.
But they're the same people getting funded by you. The great thing about this particular clip is the tactic that Dr. Fauci uses when Bret Baier confronts him with what is clearly a conflict of interest. He's funding the lab in Wuhan. He's doing that through a third-party grantee that NIH gives to an American company, EcoHealth, and they take that money, known to NIH, and they take it to the Wuhan virology lab in Wuhan, China. So there is a direct connection. But the tactic of saying, but Brett, I know you're a good person, is so disingenuous, because all he's trying to do is trying to say, you're totally wrong on this. So when we get back, President Biden has COVID. Now what are those experts that locked us down? What are they saying today? I'll be right back.
Your home is the largest investment you'll make in a lifetime. But do you even know what it's really worth? Now, Ownerly.com gives you the information that real estate investors and professional agents don't want you to see. Knowing your home's worth helps you get the best value when selling and helps you manage it when not. Need a home valuation? Ownerly.com gives you three, while the other guys only offer one. It's time to take ownership of your home with Ownerly.com. That's Ownerly.com. Ownerly.com. See what your home's worth.
Paid for by Ownerly.
Wolf and Shepherd is the dress shoe made and worn by athletes. Their founder is a former track athlete and designer who brought athletic shoe innovation to dress shoes, inventing the crossover. Wolf and Shepherd's crossover is a business meets athletic shoe that's game for anything. Rob Gronkowski joined the Wolf Pack while winning his fourth Super Bowl. Join the pack. Visit wolfandshepherd.com. That's Wolf and Shepherd, spelled S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.